I'm not second-guessing science or reading the writing on the wall, and then saying it's fake news. But I'll tell ya, after 2 years of this, I've got a few questions about COVID. Why are we still pushing the rep program in restaurants and public facilities, when we all seem to be catching the virus anyway? Vaccinated or not? Now I fully understand that those who don't want to get the needle, wear a mask or take any notice of my loud sighs, eye rolls and mumbled expletives when they stand too close to me in the checkout line, continue to be the main reason the virus, and misinformation, is still freely circulating. But, and I'm not saying, but, as an indication that I will now go completely contrary to fact-based, science-proven evidence. But, why are half of the people now in hospital with COVID supposedly vaccinated against COVID? Get vaccinated, they said. Stop the spread, they said. Well, it's spreading. Of course, this plays directly into the fantasy of those who 1. Don't want the government telling them what to do. 2. Don't believe there is a COVID. 3. Think they are right because they yell louder, or 4. Believe that 2 retired chiropractors, a healing crystal vendor and a herbalist have more knowledge about a virus than universities and hospitals filled with virologists. But, there, I said it again, I say this to those in categories 1 to 4. The facts are still there. It's contagious. It puts people in hospital. It kills people. Yes, there are questions. Lots of them. And more that get raised every day, like my eyebrows after some reports. Questions are healthy because if we are willing to work for it, they quite often are followed by answers. Not opinions. Answers. We are still expected to follow the truth, look for facts, trust experts and get the answers, even when there are more questions that arise from those answers. For instance, I love that some people still think this is a plandemic, or that thousands of global leaders and control fiends have somehow banded together after years, decades or perhaps centuries of playing the long game, to lull all the sheep into a global, antigen-controlled, submissive trance. Why do I love it? See, that's a good question. The answer is simply because it raises even more questions. How can they think that? If we don't believe doctors and scientists today, will we start doubting the people who make dishwasher detergent or hearing aids tomorrow? How can anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers not take at least some blame for the transmission of the virus, even if it is attacking vaccinated people, if they did absolutely nothing prescribed to stop the spread? Is it possible for people to simply disagree about parts of an issue and agree on some others, instead of resorting instantly to the, with me or against me, mindset? Back to the dishwasher detergent question, really? What is a non-ionic surfactant? How does it give Cascade Platinum 50% more cleaning power, and what happens when I ingest its remnants in the clean mug that I pour my morning coffee into as I read the latest Facebook facts by a Michigan-based bus driver turned nutritionist about the harm that vaccines are causing inside our bodies? Last question, why do I even bother? I know what I know. That should be enough.